Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, October 7th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is PowerBank, EWEN, leases site for 6.9 megawatt NY Crawford Reed Community Solar Project in New York's Capital District. PowerBank Corporation, a North American energy infrastructure developer, has secured a lease agreement for a 6.9 megawatt DC NY Crawford RD ground mount solar project in New York's Capital District. This project aims to provide clean, cost-saving power to local residents through a community solar model. PowerBank is making progress on interconnection, permitting, and project financing, drawing on its track record of completing over 100 megawatt of solar projects. The company is supporting New York's 6-gigawatt solar capacity goal under the state's Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. To learn more about PowerBank, visit their website at www.powerbankcorp.com.
Tech Media Breaks. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., OTCQB, NGTF, completes $52.8 million acquisition of Hilton Garden Inn Rancho Mirage as part of TechForce Robotics expansion. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., operating as TechForce Robotics, has completed the acquisition of the Hilton Garden Inn Rancho Mirage for $52.8 million. This marks their fifth acquisition in under 2 years, furthering their transition into a technology-driven enterprise. The company aims to integrate real estate assets with their robotics-as-a-service platform to create AI-connected environments for testing and deploying service robots. CEO Jimmy Chan sees this acquisition as a significant step towards building a vertically integrated robotics ecosystem. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. focuses on developing AI-powered automation across industries, with a current emphasis on the hospitality sector. Their long-term vision includes expanding into other sectors requiring automation solutions. By combining robotics innovation with real estate growth, NGTF is positioning itself to capture market share in the rapidly expanding global service robotics industry, projected to exceed $170 billion by 2030.
Beeline Holdings, B, bullish about millennials and Gen Z. Lendable market floats AI-powered mortgage and loans product. Beeline Holdings, a technology-forward mortgage and title platform, is bullish about the millennial and Gen Z lendable market. Recognizing the unique preferences of these demographics, Beeline has developed an AI-powered digital product to streamline the mortgage loan application process. With only 26.1% of Gen Zers and 54.9% of millennials owning their homes, Beeline sees significant business potential. CEO Nick Luza highlighted the AI-powered platform's ability to provide mortgage qualification answers within minutes with 90% certainty. Beeline continues to focus on the millennial and Gen Z markets for home purchases, aiming to simplify and expedite the entire process.
Investor news breaks. Massimo Group, MAMO, launches Sentinel 570 HVAC UTV, first model in new premium Sentinel series. Massimo Group, a leading manufacturer and distributor of power sports vehicles, has launched the Sentinel 570 HVAC UTV, the first model in its premium Sentinel series. This 500-class utility vehicle offers a fully enclosed, climate-controlled cabin, touchscreen GPS display, on-demand four-boot, and independent suspension for year-round comfort and performance. CEO David Shan highlighted that the Sentinel 570 provides power, comfort, and advanced technology, showcasing the company's dedication to innovation. Future models in the series, including the 770, 900, and 1500, are expected to be released in 2026. For more information, visit Massimo Group's newsroom. Network News Breaks. ES Gold Corp., OTQUF, featured in Network Newswire editorial on gold's rise amid dollar weakness. ES Gold Corp., trading under the symbols CSE, ESAQB, ESAUF, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing the rise of gold prices amid a weakening U.S. dollar. With gold trading near $3,700 per ounce and silver at 14-year highs, ES Gold's strong positioning and fully funded, permit-backed business plan are highlighted. The company's pathway to production in 2026 offers near-term profit potential and significant leverage to the ongoing gold cycle. ES Gold Corp., a pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, is advancing projects in Quebec towards production and feasibility while emphasizing sustainable resource recovery and exploration. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom at ntheff.
Hybrid Power Solutions secures major advance purchase order worth over $1 million. Hybrid Power Solutions, Inc. secures a major advance purchase order worth over $1 million with LMDH Equipment Sales, Inc. The order includes 12 HPSS Spark units and one HPSS Terra unit, ensuring timely delivery to meet customer forecasts. CEO Francois Byrne expresses delight in the growing demand for their clean energy solutions in the Canadian rental market. LMDH Equipment Sales commits to supporting sustainable power sources and increased fuel savings. The HPS Spark offers up to 48,000 watts of peak power, while the HPS Terra provides scalable battery energy storage for infrastructure projects. Hybrid Power Solutions aims to drive the clean energy transition with their innovative solutions. Biomed News Breaks, Solagenics Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, reports positive safety review from DMC in ongoing Phase 3 Flash 2 study of Hybrite for CTCL. Solagenics Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, announced that its data monitoring committee has completed a positive safety review of the Phase 3 Flash 2 study of Hybrite for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. The committee found no safety concerns, maintaining an acceptable safety profile consistent with prior trials. Enrollment is on track, with an update expected in Q4 2025 and a blinded interim efficacy analysis planned for 1H 2026. The trial builds on earlier Phase 3 results, showing Hybrite's efficacy and tolerability as a potential first-line treatment for CTCL. Solagenics is focused on developing treatments for rare diseases, with ongoing development programs for various conditions, including CTCL, psoriasis, inflammatory diseases, and vaccine candidates for diseases like ricin toxin, filoviruses, and COVID-19.
Investor News Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Ltd., NASDAQ QM/QNTM, redefines life sciences with digitally engineered, multi-vertical growth model. Quantum Biopharma NatQNTM is revolutionizing the biotechnology industry with a digitally integrated model that combines clinical innovation, consumer health commercialization, and market infrastructure modernization. The company's flagship neuroprotective program, LucidMS, aims to address demyelination in multiple sclerosis. Quantum's portfolio includes Celly News, Unbuzz TM Beverage, and a dual listing on Upstream, positioning it as a next-generation public issuer. By aligning biotech development with advanced trading and investor access technologies, Quantum Biopharma is setting the standard for digitally engineered life sciences enterprises.
Investor News Breaks, Orogenics Inc., NYS American, OGN, partners with Receptor.ai to accelerate AI-driven discovery of brain-targeted therapeutics. Orogenics Inc., a clinical-stage biotechnology company, has partnered with Receptor.ai to accelerate the development of new drug candidates for neurological conditions. The collaboration will utilize AI-based receptor modeling to optimize binding profiles for compounds acquired in 2023, expanding Orogenics' reach beyond its lead candidate, ONP-002, in concussion treatment. CEO Janet Huffman emphasized the company's evolution into a diversified neurological therapeutics developer, combining artificial intelligence and precision delivery to streamline preclinical discovery. Orogenics is striving to revolutionize neurological care through proprietary intranasal delivery technology, aiming to address neurodegenerative diseases, CNS disorders, and other neurological conditions. For more information, visit Orogenics Newsroom at the provided link. Investor News Breaks, BioAdaptive's OTCMPPE launches MindMed Cognitive Support Supplement following successful testing and strong early demand. BioAdaptive's Inc. has launched MindMed, a cognitive support supplement aimed at enhancing memory, focus, and overall brain performance. The product, backed by positive user feedback and extensive testing, is set to meet high demand starting in November. MinTM is designed to support cognitive function through clinically studied ingredients that promote alertness, neuroplasticity, and cellular energy balance. Manufactured in the U.S. in cGMP-certified facilities and third-party tested for purity, MinMem is now available nationwide at www.mindmed.com. BioAdaptives, Inc. focuses on developing science-based natural health and wellness products for humans and animals, leveraging research in stem cell biology, adaptogens, and regenerative nutrition to enhance quality of life through innovation in harmony with the body's natural processes. Powerbank Corp., CUNCNNO3, collaborates with IntelliStake Technologies Corp. as a closed beta partner to test IntelliScope AI agents. Powerbank Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as SUN, on CBOCA as SUNN, and on FSE as O3, has partnered with IntelliStake Technologies Corporation as a closed beta partner to test the IntelliScope AI suite. This collaboration will involve Powerbank providing long-term testing and feedback to help refine IntelliScope's first enterprise-facing AI agents. The technical relationship is crucial for both companies, giving Powerbank insight into AI tools focused on the energy industry. This partnership was recently announced by IntelliStake Technologies Corporation, a tech company specializing in AI software solutions, and Powerbank, a developer and owner of renewable and clean energy projects. Powerbank's role as a closed beta partner will assist IntelliStake Technologies in further developing the IntelliScope Enterprise AI suite.
Mining news breaks. Fathom Nickel Inc., 6CQ5, OTCQB FNIF, secures 100% ownership of Gochager Lake property following final earn-in payments. Fathom Nickel Inc. announced it has secured 100% ownership of the Gochager Lake property in Saskatchewan after completing the final cash payment and share issuance under the earn-in agreement. The company has expanded the property to over 34,000 hectares, advanced its geological model, and extended the mineralized corridor to more than 1.4 kilometers. CEO Ian Fraser stated that this milestone signifies significant progress towards establishing a district-scale nickel camp through science-driven exploration. Fathom Nickel is a junior exploration company focused on exploring and developing nickel camps in Saskatchewan. Green Energy Breaks, Powerbank Corporation, NASDAQ, CN103, leases site for 6.9-megawatt NY Crawford Ard Community Solar Project in New York's Capital District. Powerbank Corporation, NASDAQ 103, has secured a lease for a 6.9-megawatt DC NY Crawford RD ground mount solar project in New York's Capital District. The project aims to provide clean, cost-saving power to local residents through a community solar model. Powerbank is moving forward with interconnection and permitting steps while securing project financing, drawing on its track record of over 100 megawatts of completed solar projects. This initiative supports New York's 6-gigawatt solar capacity goal under the state's Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act.
Striking it rich with gold and antimony, Nova Minerals CEO talks to Benzinga about getting closer to mining and refining key minerals. Nova Minerals CEO Christopher Gertison recently discussed the company's focus on advancing the Estelle project in Alaska, which includes multiple mining complexes with gold and antimony prospects. With almost 10 million ounces of gold defined, the company aims to bring a product to market next year. Antimony, a key mineral used in various industries, is of particular interest to the Department of Defense due to limited U.S. production. Nova Minerals is working on securing a grant to fast-track antimony production on U.S. soil, positioning them as a leader in bringing this vital mineral back to the country.
Japan's largest beauty clinic chain operator, SBC Medical, targets males, women between 30 to 40 for next leg of growth, cites market underpenetration. SBC Medical Group Holdings, Inc., Japan's largest beauty clinic chain operator, is targeting males and women between 30 and 40 for the next phase of growth. With a 25% market share in Japan, The company operates 259 cosmetic surgery clinics offering aesthetic treatments and surgical procedures. The Japanese cosmetic surgery market is projected to reach $9.5 billion by 2033, growing at a CAGR of 12.11%. SBC Medical is focusing on expanding its market share among women in their 30s and 40s, as well as males of all ages, leveraging advanced treatments and competitive pricing strategies. With over $152 million in cash and cash equivalents, the company is poised for further acquisitions and growth in the cosmetic services sector.
UK EV sales notch record as subsidies lure buyers. British battery electric vehicle sales in the UK surged nearly one-third in September compared to the previous year, reaching 72,800 units. This increase followed the UK government's reintroduction of electric car grants worth up to £3,750 in July in response to carmaker lobbying. UK EV manufacturers are benefiting from the sales boost provided by these incentives, while US SAR counterparts like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ, BNE are facing challenges. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions.
The allure of skilled trades grows among U.S. youths worried about AI. Jacob Palmer, at only 23 years old, has found success as an electrician and business owner, choosing not to pursue college. With the rise of tech innovations from companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., the allure of skilled trades is growing among U.S. youths worried about AI. D-Wave Quantum Inc., QBTS, continues to bring advancements to the market. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. AI Newswire is a specialized platform focused on AI advancements, providing access to various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience.
BHP to inject $555 million to ramp up copper production in Australia. BHP announced a $555.1 million investment in its Olympic Dam project in South Australia. The project includes three underground mines in Carrapateena, Prominent Hill, and Olympic Dam. This move aims to ramp up copper production. Meanwhile, Aston Bay Holdings Limited is also making strides in advancing their operations. Investors can find updates on Aston Bay Holdings Limited in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire specializes in communication within the global mining and resources sectors, offering a range of services to help companies reach their target audience effectively. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.